the alternative minimum tax is 28%. So what you're saying is after 2001, if your tax rate was lowered to 25% or something, you still had to pay the AMT, which is 28%.
That is correct, but you're wrong. For incomes between $200,000 and $500,000, the AMT effective tax rate is 35%.
Okay.
So you hit the 35% rate in the AMT at incomes far lower than the income levels at which you would hit the 35% rate in the regular tax. There's this bizarre rate structure.
Why do they call it a patch?
They call it a patch because it's an ad hoc, one-time, year-by-year patch to stop the broad expansion of the AMT. You could ask, why do they call it a cliff? They have discussed this in terms of the patch. And it's been a year-by-year increase in the exemption. The patch is nothing but an increase in the AMT exemption to prevent tens of millions of people from being forced to fill out the return that you have listed there. The only thing I would add is the patch. What makes this so critical in the fiscal cliff discussion is we are talking about the patch for the 2012 taxable year. Unlike the rest of the fiscal cliff, which affects tax rates that will apply next year, the patch applies to the return that we will all have to file early next year. So if there is not congressional action here, there is an abrupt increase in tax on the 2012 taxable year. In 2011, approximately 4 million people paid the AMT. If there's not a patch, 30 million people will be required to pay the AMT in 2012 for the current taxable year.